Friday. It is June. It is sunny. Weather across most of the country pretty good today, and supposed to be pretty good for the weekend. So there's opportunity here for you to perhaps enjoy things. If you've had a problem this week enjoying things, you've encountered things that have gotten in the way of you enjoying your life, now is the opportunity, the powerful opportunity to just sort of kick everything out the door that's a problem. Kick it out. The greatest success stories created by people who recognize a problem, turn it into an opportunity. And so today may be that situation for you. Your problem is you want not to be doing what you're doing, right? How many, I don't want to hear that from Richie or Jennifer or Roberta.
No, we talked about this yesterday.
Time to move on. Time to move up. Yeah, we did. Finding a
way. If you do what you love, it's not work.
It isn't. That's the deal. Opportunity knocks, and it's with the things you love and the people you love. That's what opportunity is all about. So let's, before we get into anything that's moderately heavy, let's take a trip to New York because Roberta is here, and she's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Through
and yesterday
and
was her birthday. Through.
Yesterday was her birthday.
Yes, I am.
Her 40th birthday.
Was.
Happy birthday,
that's
Roberta.
Right.
Yes, it was.
40 and still
yes,
fabulous.
Was. Thank you.
All right, so here's a guy
thank
who's
you.
A teetotaler, spent two nights in jail after police stopped him for drinking a Snapple.
Oh.
His name is Douglas what? Brown. Said he'll file a notice of claim against the city accusing police of locking him up after an officer asked what he was sipping, and he gave a snarky retort. In other words, he
ooh.
Said, mind your own business. I have nothing to say to you. The police didn't like that. Why would the police be asking him
what he was drinking?
What he was drinking.
Yeah.
Right. If
yeah.
you're acting
maybe
drunk, then maybe they can
and
talk
if
to you.
Snapple, who cares?
Well,
yeah.
maybe he was. We don't know if he was acting drunk or not.
Well, but so I don't get this. The whole thing, don't the police have anything better to do than go around and harass people? He's got a bottle well, he's of Snapple in his hand. The police said, is that really Snapple in there, or is it something else?
Why would they ask him?
And there's no
that's
real
what I'm saying, unless he was acting
yeah, there had
strange.
To be a reason.
Yeah. Well, there doesn't appear to have been a reason. Maybe you can dig around it a little bit, Roberta.
What's his name again?
His name is Douglas Brown. He is a Mormon, lives in the Bronx, doesn't drink, never has. He's a pastry chef. He was riding
no,
in a
that'll do it. It's those pastry chefs
yeah.
you
right.
watch out
he was
for.
Riding yeah. in a friend's car Friday afternoon last week. It came to a stop sign at the intersection in White Plains of one road and another. He had this
that's not New York City. White Plains is north of New York City.
Bronx.
It's so pretty. I love White Plains, actually.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, White Plains is
wait,
nowhere
who
near
cares
New York
where
City
it is.
Cops
it's,
wouldn't do it.
It is.
Well, no, it makes a big difference.
What difference
it's not
make?
New York City cops.
Police shouldn't be
well,
doing
the White
this no matter
Plains
where they
cops are.
Are.
The White Plains cops are, you know, they might even be a private police force up there.
In the White?
A lot of those communities. Yeah, a lot of communities have private police forces. I know where I live in Port Washington, we have a private police force.
He had a wrapper around the bottle to keep the sweat from dripping on his pants.
Ah, that's what it was.
So the police said, what are you drinking? And he said, I'm drinking a Snapple. And
that's what it was. Because the homeless will put like a paper bag or something
right.
around a bottle so
right.
that they can't see what they're drinking.
The guy
that's
said,
what it was.
Well, but he's driving along. What are we coming to? The police, without provocation, are going to ask you, you're a passenger in the car, and they're going to ask you what you're drinking because it's in a brown bag?
Yes, absolutely.
Also, absolutely.
What?
And
yes.
Doug, New York State has open container laws. You cannot have an open container of any kind of alcohol in
don't
your car.
Don't be an idiot is my rule for living, and the idiot thing to do is put something non-alcoholic and into a paper sack
I'm
so
sorry.
That people think it's
I'm sorry.
Good.
I don't care. You guys
don't
are out
care.
Of your minds.
Until, you,
is,
until
yeah.
you act drunk,
yeah.
it's,
they
it's
shouldn't even
provocate
you. They have an open container
well,
law.
So what?
Yeah,
why do they have an
absolutely.
Open container
I'm with,
law?
Yeah. I'm with
yeah, go
yeah.
ahead. You can
yeah.
be with her all you want.
Because
yeah. This is pass. Outrageous.
Boys pass. Against girls, because, and we win, Roberta.
Yeah.
We're prettier.
Because you're not allowed to have open alcohol in a car, which makes
yeah.
sense. I mean, what
yeah.
if what if he was a teenage
no,
boy?
No, no, no. But now the law is you're not allowed to have a drink in a brown paper bag.
Okay, don't
well,
be a loser,
when
though.
You make the law that says you're not allowed to have a drink in a brown paper bag,
this guy,
then you can question
but
it.
He
wasted,
could have said, He could have been an officer. It's a Snapple, and he could have pulled it out of the bag.
He did. Yeah, he
good.
Did that.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that they didn't like his answer. They didn't like his – he was a wise apple, they said. So they brought him to jail, and he was detained for 40 hours of his life because he was drinking a Snapple. I'm sorry.
Let me throw another wrinkle into this.
This is like – this is Hitler land.
Let me throw another wrinkle into this.
Yeah.
He's black.
Yeah. Never would have stopped him if he was white. Never. Never, never, never would have stopped
him. But you could claim profiling, yes.
And that's what he's going to do. He's going to sue the city.
All I'm saying is if you have something that's innocent, why put it in a paper sack?
Yeah, I just told you why he did, because he wanted the dripping. It was a hot day, and those bottles sweat, and it spills on your pants. You put it in a paper bag, the paper bag absorbs the sweat from the bottle. I think this is...
He said the cop said, "What you drinking?" Brown recalled. He said he then peeled the wrapper away to show the officer.
Mm-hmm.
As he turned to leave, Brown shot out his question to the cop. "I understand if you stop me for the seatbelt or something, but a juice?" So I say, "You got nothing better to do?"
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't being rude.
Yeah. And there are people who will testify to that.
But I didn't say anything bad.
I don't respect
I can't comment on what happened after, because the cop could have been terrible. We don't know. We weren't there. But if there's an open container law and a guy's got something in a paper sack, you can't argue with the law. That he has every right to
argue
with
the law. Of course you can argue with the law.
But you can't argue with him at that point, because the law is a law. Right.
Court papers say that that Brown swatted the cop's hand and refused to get out of the van.
Oh,
he also flailed his arms
hand?
And pushed the officer. This is what the court papers say. This is the cop's version. Kicked his legs and twisted his body, refusing to be handcuffed. I would refuse to be handcuffed, too.
Yeah.
If you pulled me out of the car and then realized I had a Snapple, walk away.
Yeah.
Don't let your ego put me in jail because I got snarky with you.
Yeah. Bad deal all the way around.
Two cops witnesses are willing to testify that Brown cooperated with the cops.
Yeah. They got nothing better to do. Guy had been white, never would have happened. Sick of these stories.
Yep.
Yep, but we ought to know about it.
You still on the cop side, girls?
Yep, yeah.
Wow. You still think he should have been thrown in jail?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with the cop stopping him because he had something in a paper bag. I don't know if this guy – we don't know what the story was. If the guy
we do. We just told you what
the
story was. We just told you the story.
We're hearing the cop side of the story. We don't
– We heard the cop side of the story.
Well, and then we have two witnesses saying that he cooperated.
If he cooperated, then the cop was absolutely in the wrong.
Yeah.
What if a cop says, "What do you have in that bag in your car, ma'am? I think you may have marijuana."
If I was driving, let me just tell you something, because this is in my business. We have a lot of food and wine shows during my day job, right? And sometimes I will have wine in my car. If the cork is out and I have an empty and open bottle in my car and I get pulled over, absolutely it's my fault for not putting that in the trunk or for taking it out of my car.
Why would you get pulled over?
Yeah, what's the provocation?
For if somebody sees an open wine bottle in my car.
How are they going to see that?
Why should he be looking in your car unless there was a reason to?
Unless you were naked, or
what
for example,
I'm, like,
if you were driving,
or
right? If you're
what
swerving,
if I sneeze?
If you're swerving, now there's a reason to pull you over. Erratically driving, then I understand, no problem.
I don't know. I just think you have to.
But if you're doing nothing and they just see a container with a brown bag around it, none of your business.
Yep. Richie, you and I agree, isn't it? Write that down for
write
the.
It down.
Write that down. There's something
Learned
that
the
goes
media.
Further along this line, as this panel of U.S. I don't know what we'd call these people. I guess they are. They work for the government. All right, I don't know, bureaucrats or what they are. There is a study that is out, and there are two different ways of looking at this, and both of them, in essence, call for decriminalization of drugs, because the war against drugs, like the war against alcohol, hasn't worked particularly well. We'll talk about that in the I think that's worth a few minutes of our time, don't you? 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, so this week, some World Health Organization has studied and come out with a pretty damning overview of decriminalizing drug usage. The Global Commission on Drug Policy says that we need a paradigm shift in public health over criminalization and decriminalization of the substances in question here. There are a lot of people that are involved in this thing. Former U.N. Secretary General, Secretary of State George Shultz, people from countries all around the world. The basic story is that most of these people have backed a new recommendation, and it calls for the drug war to be ended because it is a complete failure. Not just a little, complete failure. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a group of former and current police officers against the criminalization of drugs, says that they think American public opinion is changing. The debate is heating up because we have so many people in jail. This is back to California and all the other states that have so many people in jail there. Overcrowding in the jails, 36,000 people in California being let out, and many of them are in there. We're not talking about a few. We're talking about thousands of people that are in jail for what is described as criminal use of substances that are illegal. And so these people from America and all around the world, as a matter of fact, it's interesting because Grover Norquist, the guy who founded Americans for Tax Reform, says this is the biggest waste of taxpayer money. And you go back to the George Bush, the daddy days, when they were spending all this money on drugs, and you know that it's failing. It's complete failure. So is it madness that we continue this? Yeah. Comments 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Now wait a minute. You know my baby.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to AquaRain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or AquaRain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Number one song during this week in 1985. This is a, I don't, this is a lady or a group. Sade, S-A-E-E, is one woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's pronounced Sade, I believe.
Sade.
Sade, even though it's spelled S-A-D-E, there's no H in it.
Right.
Sade. All right, so there we go. A little musical remembrance. Get your brain going in one way or another. That's our job here. Roberta Fasanelli is your queen of cheap visitation, and it's Freebie Friday. So that's coming along in about 10 minutes or so. Get ready for that info. Jennifer previews some of the weekend television stuff, the big TV news. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have a TV quiz for you in a matter of moments, Jennifer.
Like
how about
it.
Them apples? In the meantime, we're talking about the announcement that was made this week. Usually on Friday, we take a look, a gander at some of the stories from the week we may not have had time to talk about that were important, maybe somewhat controversial. Sometimes you can have some fun with them, sometimes not. The drug war failing and devastating consequences for a lot of people, societies that are putting these folks in jail, what the cost is in terms of lives, in terms of just what the taxpayer is paying. The conclusion, quote, political leaders and public figures have to have the courage to articulate publicly that they haven't. They have stated privately. Evidence overwhelmingly demonstrates that repressive strategies do not solve the drug problem. The war on drugs has not and cannot be won. That's the major conclusion. And the people who have signed off on this are a lot of American diplomats and politicians and people of that ilk around the world. As a matter of fact, the U.S. drug use compared to 30 years ago, 46% higher than it was. What does that tell you about all the money? It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. 800-510-8255. James comments from Live Oak, Florida. James, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Well, and you, sir?
Very good today.
Good.
I'd like to talk about, but you said something about the global system wanted to make, you know, it's almost an imposition on us to make our laws different because
no,
of
it's
the
not.
Global
no,
situation.
No. Do not take it that way. More Americans signed off on this thing who were involved in the study. It focuses on America and the rest of the world, but I don't feel that the story from Greece or Brazil or Colombia has any value to us here. What has value is what's happening in America, And that's why I gave you the statistic of drug usage being up 46% in the last 30 years. Obviously, the 30 years of the drug war has been a complete failure. Otherwise, the drug usage wouldn't be up 46%.
Well, who was the gentleman that they took over? They killed his daughter. I think they killed his son.
Who's they?
America just bombed them. The UN just bombed them.
Gaddafi?
Now, listen to what he said. He said that these are Muslims who are giving all our children drugs, and they are manipulating their minds. That's exactly what he said.
Well, who's
it's turning out true. The Muslims.
The Muslims are responsible for the drug problem.
They're growing the opium. They're growing.
The Taliban has been growing opium for decades. Yeah,
they already do it. Exactly.
Yeah. But you think there's nobody who's a Christian and nobody who's a Jew who's growing any kind of or involved in distributing or helping people get drugs? They're all Muslims. Are you crazy?
Did it come from here?
What, the drugs? People making drugs all over the place.
Where did it originate from?
Origination? I can't tell you. Are they doing drugs? Wait a minute. Are they all coming from over there? No. Did they originate there?
We're talking about past history.
Well, so what does that have to do with this? So you're saying that these guys are the bad guys because they make them. I say everybody who uses them are the bad guys. They didn't use them. Nobody would be able to sell them. I guess we have a difference of opinion. Got to move on.
How
28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the FBI is now investigating Google's claim that Chinese hackers are attempting to steal Gmail users' passwords. This isn't the first attack on Google coming from China, but these attempts targeted U.S. government officials. China's government says that the accusations are a complete fabrication and Google has ulterior motives. In other news, if you live in Tennessee and share your Netflix account with a friend, you're now considered a criminal. The state passed a law that makes the theft of entertainment subscription services a crime, including sharing an account with someone outside your household. The harshest penalty includes jail time. And finally, Daily Deal's website Groupon has filed for its initial public offering. The company hopes to raise another $750 million, fueling the fastest growing company ever. Groupon earned nearly as much in the first quarter of this year as they did in all of 2010. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified items. And receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Songs about Good Day are all beginning to sort of...
I knew you were going to say that. Do not change them, please.
I want to add more, if we could find some more. They're all blending together. You know, they all sound the same.
And we have to explain to everybody how this works.
Yeah, okay.
Doug has ADD and likes to go on to the next thing every 3 or 4 seconds and cannot stand to hear the same thing over and over again. So this is kind of you get caught betwixt in between.
We're worried about the boredom quotient.
Well...
But you
your
are
boredom
bored.
Quotient.
No, I'm worried about the audience.
So bored. Doug says, oh, I don't like this anymore. Let's get something new. Mm. Then we get something new, and then he says, I don't like that anymore. Let's get something new.
Yeah.
And then we get something new, and he says, I don't like that anymore. Let's get something new.
Time for something new.
Over and over and over again.
Tried and true, something new. Which is your preference? 800-510-8255. Okay. Let's have a television quiz before Jennifer comes in here. We'll have our dumpster dive in a moment. Roberta's going to give us some things that are reflective of items that maybe you can find free. That would be kind of a good deal.
Free.
The anniversary on this date, 1985, the end of the television season for the year, and the end of a program that had been on the air for a number of years.
MASH.
Hosted, nope.
Oh, okay.
Highest rated program of any network series. I think this was... Since MASH, in fact.
Since MASH.
What was the program? 800-510-8255.
You said
this
hosted.
Program became the highest rated series. Actually, I think Mork and Mindy had been around. I think it was MASH, then Mork and Mindy, and then this show. Show stopped running on this day, 1985. Very popular host, very popular program. What was the name of it?
So it was not a sitcom.
800.
Did you say host?
No. Well, yeah. Well, but this guy hosted a show, but he also had a sitcom. All right, so I think that's you can put two and two together.
He had a
show that wasn't a sitcom, but the most successful show he had was a sitcom, and that's what we're talking about. 800-510. That's the show we're talking about. That's the sitcom.
First.
You got it? That's not that confusing, is it?
No, I got it.
Who is it? What is it?
Do you have it, Jen?
No, I don't know the answer, but I
got it.
Okay,
you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
800.
Comprende.
510-8255.
It was after MASH.
It was after MASH, yes. Okay. Meanwhile, here's Johnny in El Paso who wants to take either me or us to task because he thinks he detects an anti-police bias. Is that true, Johnny?
I don't have one. I'm for the police, sir.
Yes, yes, I agree. I listen to your show quite some
agree,
time.
Well, you agree with what?
I think, Doug, you are definitely biased against police officers.
Oh, without a doubt,
Jennifer
yes.
and Roberta are correct. Police officers do have an obligation to enforce the laws that the community yeah. has established. And yeah. open container law is a very serious offense. And you
if
would
you have a bottle of
Snapple, there's a lot of rules.
Why would it be having?
But Johnny, is a paper bag reasonable cause?
Yes, it is.
And the guy's not driving.
The other, if you're in a passenger in a car, you had to make a stop on the car for some other reason. By your own admission, you said the guy got smart with the officer. Anytime a police
That isn't what I said. I said the police officer said that the man got smart with him. I didn't say that. I was reporting on what happened.
If you have people in your car, you can always get a witness to say anything. I've had people say I spit on them, and they had their windows rolled up.
Johnny, let's cut to the quick here. Let me tell you what I really think about what you're suggesting and what reality is. I think that in many circumstances, police officers have an extraordinarily difficult job to do, and most of them work well in the system. However, there are imperfections in everything, including police officer, people who do the work, who are not trained properly, who are basically stupid, they're angry, they just don't belong in the profession. Those people are the ones that give me cause to say the system isn't working properly, because if there is anything where there ought to be as close to perfection as possible, it is this sort of thing where you have life and death situations. You got to make up your mind quickly about how to handle situations. My contention is not with those who are on the job. It is with the people who hire them, train them, and try to lay on us the fact that we're disrespectful toward police, who in many circumstances are disrespectful toward us.
And Johnny,
I've seen it in my community, and I'm sick of it.
That's why I have the attitude that I do. He was not pulled over for another reason. He rolled up to a stop sign, and the cop was sitting on the side of the road and saw he had the window open and saw the brown bag in the thing. So there was no other
probable cause.
That is
probable cause to stop him and check him.
Too bad that's the law we disagree on.
You took the police to task on the SWAT unit quite some time back. I'd like to see you make a life and death
SWAT
decision.
SWAT unit. What was the story? What were we talking
SWAT
about?
Units. Yeah, but so what you were we, saying what, that the SWATs doing? Have killed so many people and they were unnecessary. Let me tell you.
I said that?
Pointing at you. Yes, sir. I listened to you.
Good.
But it's
I'm
just like the drugs
you.
Now. You're saying let's legalize drugs. Well, why don't we legalize stealing?
Why don't we
legalize everything else?
You're twisting and turning it around to fit your own
example. Let me finish.
Example.
Let me finish. I don't, that's what
you have
doing.
Finished. You have said
no,
what you have
finished.
To say. You're
you
repeating yourself.
Talking.
No.
No, you started talking because you twist everything around.
Okay. Well, so why
you
do you listen to me then?
We want drugs to go on. We want drugs to go on. We want all of these things to happen. We've got to enforce the laws that the judge...
Sir, the laws don't
and the people
work.
Have been put into place.
The laws do not work.
Johnny,
otherwise,
drugs to go
what we
on.
Need to do is change the laws.
Right,
okay.
That's what he wants.
Fine. Well, that's what the suggestion
what
is here, to change
where
the law.
Where do you stop? Where do you stop? When it goes against you?
When you find that we have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars, we have... In the case of the police, not giving them the proper tools to go after these people, that's why it doesn't work. The corruption in this is beyond belief. You know it, and I know it. So why would you want to foster
legal.
That?
So make the corruption legal. That's just like stealing. You know, theft is going beyond belief. There is so much theft on the street, we can't even begin
yeah.
to compete.
Right. So how do
so
we get
we
at that?
Make it legal?
Do we make it,
make it legal?
No, that's being ridiculous. And you're
trying.
Now you are twisting it around to
you
make
know
your
that
own
most
point.
Drugs cause the thief, the theft, and everything?
The drug usage in this country and elsewhere around the world, but more we ought to be concerned about our country, is out of control.
talking about our country. I could care less about the rest of the world. It's time we started looking at our country.
Nobody's disputing that. And that's why I said what I did. The drug usage in our country is out of control. The people who are using drugs, who find it recreationally plausible to do so, are the problem. They're the reason the Taliban grows the opium that we're talking about in the first place, or any of these other things that fund Al-Qaeda and our enemies. That's where the money comes from us.
Theft is out of control.
Yeah, don't disagree.
Is out of control.
Yeah.
Everything is out of control. Do we give up or do we keep trying?
I think we're trying it the wrong way. We do not educate people. We make it a law. You can't do this. Okay. Why wouldn't you want to teach people about the vagaries of using drugs, or if you want, whether it's teaching people about why is it not right to steal or take from others? That's a family thing. It's not being done. All of these things, we can find the weaknesses. The police can't fix everything.
How do we teach illegals not to come across the border?
You're preaching to the choir here, Charlie.
Okay. And how do we teach people that drugs are going to kill them? What about smoking?
Yeah,
We've been trying to teach people about smoking for how many years?
So do we stop teaching it? I don't think we're doing a good job. Otherwise, the amount of smoking has gone down dramatically. Still isn't gone.
It's not a major.
We're going to make using cell phones illegal. If you listen to the reports today, it's bad for you. So let's make it illegal. Then you'll be stopping people for using. Maybe you do. I don't know if Texas has outlawed texting or using cell phones in the car. But that may be something else that we ought to do. So pretty soon, everything is going to be illegal. Everything.
It's pretty soon everything is.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is give the police the benefit of the doubt. Whenever you're on the street and you've got literally a nanosecond to make a decision between life and death,
I'm saying
give them
to
a
you,
break because you've got witnesses.
What you're saying,
say anything.
Sir, what you're saying is that I'm intolerant of all police, which is not the case. I'm intolerant of police. Well, I am not one who supports the unbridled use of force when it's not necessary. I think there are too many examples of that having been the case. You and I can have this debate from now until the cows come home.
I think you're not in the situation.
All right, fellas.
Situation. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Here we go. Brian, maybe we're not going to get to the Freebie Fridays. Brian in Olympia.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
I'm on your side on this. You know, I'm in the security field, and I've been in it for about 25 years. And I've noticed in the last 15 years or so, the officers that are coming out of the academy are more along the lines when you're calling them to say, hey, I'm in a neighborhood, and I've got this kid that just jumped out of a garage at 3 in the morning, and he's got a backpack, and I just figured I'd let you know. And it's more along the lines of, you know, why are you bothering us? Oh, we've got other things to do. It's just kind of frustrating.
The police are often, especially management of police, are responsible for the public's disdain. The police are chasing people around to get money out of them because that's what they do. They're not after you to get you to slow down. They want you to speed up so they can give you a ticket and they can get money. That's the way it is, unfortunately.
Well, they don't, but they're told to.
Well, no, there are some jurisdictions where they get the sheriff's department get a cut of whatever they take in.
Right, but the actual cop who pulls you over does not.
I think there are circumstances where you could find that to be the case, Richie. Anyway.
That would be so illegal.
Roger. Where's Roger?
Hi.
Make it fast, Roger.
Hi, sir. I like listening to your show and everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Mexico and the drugs and us helping them.
Uh-huh.
I think if we would really want a solution, if Mexico really want a solution, they would have had it by now. If I was president or something of Mexico, I would have raided every house in every town, every city, everywhere in Mexico and locked all those bad guys.
There's so much corruption. People are being paid off because there's so much more money in this. It's a very difficult problem, and it doesn't get solved simplistically.
She's the queen of China.
Happy to have the conversation. Now, it's time for us to see if we can find the Freebie Friday fun stuff. Roberta?
I'd pull you over, Roberta.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely trouble.
All right, where's Roberta?
Roberta.
Oh, I had my mic down. I'm sorry.
Very handy.
I'm a radio professional.
Yeah, sure you are.
Oh, I, like, right. I would love to be pulled over by a nice looking cop.
Yeah.
Okay, two free things just for today. Today is National Donut Day, people. Did you know that?
It's and we're talking about
Donut
the police. Perfect.
Yes. So today you can get free Krispy Kreme donuts, and you can get a free donut with any drink purchase at Dunkin' Donuts.
Hooray.
So get into the act and go get your free donuts. I'm making the donuts. Reminding you that Borders has a free summer reading program for kids. They read 10 books, and they get a free book, and you can go to any Borders, Borden Express, or Walden books between June 1st and September 5th. It goes right through the summer, and then your kid can select a free book from we have the list of the free books for you. So get your kid involved in this. It's a great program. Just in time for Father's Day, Vistaprint has 6 free products for you. Just pay shipping and processing. You get a free mug, a free T-shirt, a free mouse pad, a free flip book, and a free desk calendar, all for Dad. Chili's, buy one burger, get one free. Regal Cinemas, $1 summer movies on Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Just a buck, a great place
to
bring your
kids. Yeah,
especially on a hot summer day.
Right?
Yep. Amazon has a free ebook, Little Miss Mary and the Big Monster Makeover, just for the kids. Olin Mills, great free portrait package. You get an 8x10, a 5x7, and 4 wallet photos, absolutely free. So great time to take photos of your kids. Free ebook with 21 easy picnic recipes.
I'm
iTunes. 4 free songs, courtesy of Southwest Airlines, and Ulta has a free shampoo, blowout, and style offer. Just go on the DougStefan.com website, and it'll bring you to their Facebook page, and you can get free blowout and hair stuff offer.
Free
it's all
stuff.
On the Queen of Cheap. Yes.
All right. Thank you, the Queen of Cheap, and all of the freebies there for you on Freebie Friday. Dr. Ken has the latest news on the E. coli outbreak. You can check that out at DougStefan.com in a moment. I'll give you the answer to our 2020 TV quiz, and Jennifer will update us on some of that news, too.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
All right, in a moment, I'm going to tell you what the sitcom is and who the host was. We went from being a host, stand-up guy, to being the star of this sitcom. It ended on this date, 1985. I asked what it is. I'll give you the answer in a moment after Jennifer gives us something that we don't know about what's going on in the world of television.
Bravo is expanding the Real Housewives franchise yet again, Dougie, and they're not going to keep it in the United States any longer. They're going to Canada, eh? So the Real Housewives of Vancouver will debut in the fall.
Oh, please. Real Housewives of Vancouver.
Maybe there'll be some hockey wives involved. Also, NBC is beating their dead horse, well, actually beating their live horse. The Voice has been very successful for them this season, and so they've added a few new shows. They're doing a live results show and a live season finale. That's on June 22nd and June 29th, respectively. Fear Factor is coming back to NBC, so if you're a fan of eating spiders, Roberta, there you go. You can watch Fear Factor.
Yum.
Jay Lynch has been named as a host of the Primetime Emmy Awards, airing
you
in September.
That spider.
Yeah, Rescue Me. You guys like that one.
I do.
Its air date is scheduled coming up July 13th. You can watch that. And X Factor, if you have any talent at all and you want Simon Cowell to look at you, you don't have to wait in those long, pesky lines. You can actually do your audition on YouTube.
Right. We have that story.
And submit it.
At DougStefan.com.
Exactly. You can check it out there.
All right. The Real Housewives of Vancouver. Oof. Jerry Seinfeld's The Marriage Ref coming back later on this month, too, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right. Who's the host? What's the television show? Bill Cosby.
Oh.
And the Cosby Show broke all records for television viewership on NBC TV. MASH was on CBS, as you may recall.
All
right, there's the story. 51 after on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Some important news for those of you who like to fly Southwest. Tom will have some Southwest specials for you. And then the fees that you're charging and what the truth is behind all of that. If you're traveling, if you're flying, you'll want to know the story behind the story. We'll get that for you in a moment here on Good Day.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
All right, let's get to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with the information about Southwest celebrating 40 years. What are they going to do to celebrate this month and maybe through the rest of the summer? The prices for I have to do a trip to the West Coast, and I am astounded by what these guys are getting away from and how getting away with and how the service has been cut. It used to be three flights a day on American to San Francisco. Now there are none. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Well, that's because Virgin America is on that route now.
Well, so then they
that's a great airline. They
pulled their pants down, and you know, they don't know how to. Then they ought not to win because they don't know how to compete. What are they? Virgin Americans on the route. So what do you just give up and run away like a bunch of little sissies? Or you compete with them?
Number one, San Francisco is a pretty big hub for them. So, and American's not as strong in San Francisco as. And in Virgin America is becoming a very strong airline to compete against, that's all.
Well, and because they do what they do. Unfortunately, they use crap can planes. But other than that, they have good service and interesting things go on the plane. Why can't American do the same thing?
But no, Virgin has all the horns and whistles on that plane.
Yeah, but they're still Airbuses.
Well, that's fine.
No, it's not. I'm in an argumentative mood today. No, it's not.
All right.
Okay.
But it has more horns and whistles than that 757 they fly.
Oh, yeah. Right. Then the American. That's what I'm, yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, American, I mean, you have to bring your own little, you know.
Yeah. Everything.
Bring those cards and flip them. That way you can make up your own movie. Okay.
That's the best line you've had for a while.
Yeah. All anyway, right. So anyway, Southwest. I wrote a story this weekend, and actually I think it's up on the line now. It's on Dallas Morning News. And on June 18th they turned 40, and I think as part of the party they're going to invite us too. So sometime around June 18th, up until that 30-day window there. I think we're going to finally see some cheap airfares, probably be a three-day sale, and we're probably going to see them drop to $40 for a short haul. And they're going to give them for the summer months. It'll probably be a September-October sale.
In January, you can fly from Reno to Las Vegas for $40.
Is that what it is right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they'll be short haul. But, I mean, there's hundreds of city pairs out there. Baltimore to Boston, Dallas to even probably New Orleans will be $40.
So you're saying buy a ticket for each of the individual. If you need to get to Boston from Cleveland.
That'll be the short haul. Then there'll be another tier.
No, let me follow this with me for a second.
Yeah.
If you're going from Cleveland to Boston or Southwest, you buy a $40 ticket from Cleveland to Baltimore and then another $40 ticket from Baltimore to Boston if you're smart.
Or if Boston to Cleveland is 400 miles, you probably get it for $40.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, or I think the second tier will be $80. So I think the first and second tier, the ones up to maybe 800 or 1,000 miles, will be the best of all of them. And so keep an eye out for that deal.
Yeah. All right. Specials are available. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on Tom Parsons' picture, bring you into the special service area where you can see the special deals just for you as you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 59 past the hour.